first guest on the phone with me this morning, and joining us live today is Coach Marty Linford, a longtime coach for Cokeville High School, but calling it a career on the wrestling mats, retiring after 22 years of coaching wrestling for the Panthers. Coach Linford, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for calling.
Absolutely. Appreciate your time, Coach Linford. And, of course, you've been coaching a number of sports for quite a while at Cokeville High, and now calling it a career on the wrestling mats. What's that feeling like for you after being in the wrestling room for so many years?
You know what? It's kind of a scary feeling. I did it in Nevada for 6 years prior, so it's 28 years of coaching wrestling, and it's been a great career. And I told the boys this spring that they wouldn't get rid of me, that I'd be in the room every chance I got. I went to camp with them this spring, and I'm turning the reins over to Sullivan Tykert, but it's my favorite thing to do. I still love it, so I'm going to be in there all the time.
Well, I mean, it's got to be a passion and a love to do it for that many years. What was it that you loved most about coaching and being with the boys?
That's, you just hit it on the head, being with the boys. Just got so many great memories with so many great kids as we worked hard together and strive for our goals together, and just everything from summer wrestling camps to state tournaments to even just little tournaments all over the place. We just had a great time with some great young men.
You know, and you had a great staff with you along the way. You're retiring alongside your longtime coach, Darren Moody, who was at Cokeville for 27 years. What do you got to say about Coach Moody and the time you guys had together?
Oh, man, we had a great time together. We're best buddies, and he is a great wrestling coach, and he kept me under control, and we're just like a dynamic duo. We had a lot of success together, and I can't say enough about him. He's a wonderful man and a great example, and we did well together.
Well, yeah, 17 titles over that 22-year span, correct?
Yep, 17 titles, 5 runners-up, in the 40s for state champions. But the thing that matters the most is we coached great kids.
You know, Coach Linford, as you talk about coaching great kids, that's so much of the job, right? I mean, you want to get those wins and you want to get those titles. But how important was it for you to be part of the kids' lives and to help them take that next step, not just in their wrestling and academics, but as part of the community and be part of that next stage?
You know, that's, in my coaching philosophy, that's the number one thing, that if they grow up to be great young men, great husbands, great fathers, get back to their community, all those good things, then we were successful. The wins will take care of themselves if you're concentrating on that kind of stuff.
Coach Marty Linford on the air this morning live on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. He's coached wrestling for 22 years at Cokeville High School and now retiring along with his assistant Darren Moody and calling it a career in the wrestling room. Coach, you mentioned Coach Tygert will be taking over for you wrestling. Did you pass along any advice, any pearls of wisdom for Coach Tygert to take over?
You know, he's been helping us out for the last 5 years, and he was one of my state champions, and it's been a dream of mine to turn the program over to one of my own wrestlers. And he was waiting in the wings. It's his dream to coach Cokeville wrestling. And he's going to do a great job. And as for advice, he's been hanging out with me for 5 years, so I'm pretty sure he knows what he needs to do.
Perfect. Perfect. Now, Coach, what are you going to do? You mentioned you're still going to plan to be in the wrestling room as much as you can. Are you still going to be coaching football? I guess you took over for Coach Dayton this last season. You're heading into your second season as head coach for the Panthers on the football field.
Yep, I'll still be the head football coach. That should be a great challenge again, and look forward to coaching these young men. You know, I found that it was difficult to be the head coach of two sports, and so been a really good wrestling coach for a long time. I'll see if I can be a really good football coach for a while.
Excellent. You know, I want to get your thoughts while we're talking football, get your thoughts on the landscape of football in Western Wyoming with Cokeville a couple years now competing in the 2A class. The 2A West has always been so fun to watch, and then Cokeville slides up into that with Lyman and Mountain View and Kemmer. Where do you see Cokeville at in high school football in that competitive 2A West?
You know, we're going to be right in the thick of things. We've got a good group of kids coming back. We lost a lot of good football players, but we'll be right in the thick of things. We had a great JV campaign last year, and they did well, so we should step in and be competitive again.
Do you have summer camps that you attend before you get things going in August?
We already had our summer camp, and we did it right the weekend that school ended. So school ended on Thursday. Friday and Saturday we had our football camp, and then kids have been coming in and lifting weights. We've had pretty good attendance in the weight room, and then we throw the ball and work on offensive things every Wednesday night. So we've been doing a lot of things like that, just kind of taking care of ourselves.
Perfect. Coach Marty Linford from Cokeville High School on the air today. Coach, again, appreciate your time this morning. Anything else you'd like to mention as you call it a career coaching wrestling for the Panthers?
Well, I'd just like to thank all those athletes that are out there listening this morning, if they are any. It was a great ride, and we had a great time together. And Cokeville Wrestling will continue to be one of the top programs in the state. And I look forward to watching them and helping them out. And it was just awesome time to work with some great young men.
Coach Marty Linford, Cokeville Panthers, 22 years, 7 team titles, and 44 individual state titles. Yourself and Darren Moody calling it a career in the wrestling room. Coach, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, and a big shout out to Coach Moody. I don't know if he's listening today, but if he is, he was my right hand man.
Absolutely. Everybody needs that, right? I mean, you talk about those years of coaching. Everybody needs that. Every coach needs a Coach Moody.
Exactly. There was one year we won the state title by a point and a half over Lovell. And Coach Moody, this is before the days when track wrestling was up, but he would keep track of the points of the state tournament. And we knew exactly how many points we had. We knew that if the Lovell kid lost at 189 pounds, that we would win the state title. And when he lost, it's not good to cheer against somebody, but when he lost, the whole Cokeville crowd erupted. And Lovell had no clue where they were sitting. They had no clue that they needed to win that match to win the state title. So he just kept track of all those tiny little details for me, and it was awesome.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations to both of you. Congratulations, and enjoy your winters, I guess, now, huh?
Yeah, I can drive myself to the tournament.
That's right. Not on the bus anymore, yeah. That's Coach Marty Linford this morning on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. Coach, appreciate your time.